from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, on his first full day as president again on Tuesday, Donald Trump was repeatedly questioned by reporters about his pardons of January 6 participants. Speaking from the White House, Trump said he judged their cases to be unfair.
He was given many years in jail. I thought it was very excessive. And at least the cases that we looked at, these were people that actually love our country, so we thought a pardon would be appropriate.
Roughly 1,500 criminal defendants charged in the Capitol attack received clemency. A Toms River man who was among the hundreds of people convicted in the January 6 riots at the U.S. Capitol says the pardon by President Trump is not enough. Robert Capitelli says their records need to be expunged and they should receive public apologies. Capitelli pleaded guilty last year to being disorderly and disruptive and to parading inside the Capitol. He was sentenced to probation and a $600 fine. This portion of the news is made possible by Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington. Now through January 31st, Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington is giving customers a chance to lease two all-electric ID.4s at one low payment of just $298 per month for both. You can see dealer for the details. New Jersey is leading a multi-state challenge to President Donald Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship. State Attorney General Matt Plotkin says it is an assault on the text of the U.S. Constitution in the 14th Amendment.
It's an attack on the very fabric of this nation, this diverse nation, a nation of immigrants. It's an attack on states like New Jersey, home to Ellis Island, in the shadow of the Statue of Liberty.
The 14th Amendment of the Constitution, ratified after the Civil War, grants citizenship to all persons born or naturalized in the United States and provides all citizens with equal protection under the laws. Netflix subscription prices are going up. The streamer announcing Tuesday the standard plan without ads is increasing by $2.50 to $17.99 per month. Its ad-supported tier will go up $1 to $7.99 a month. And if you have the premium tier with four simultaneous streams, that's going up $2 to $24.99 per month. The price hike comes as the company reported nearly 19 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter ending December 31st. You can download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. There's good and bad news to this frigid weather. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Temperatures in the teens would be totally typical this time of year in Caribou, Maine, for example. But here in New Jersey, we're running 20 plus degrees below normal for one more day. Early clouds giving way to sunshine. High temperatures only reaching the upper teens to around 20 today. Tonight, it's going to be cold, partly cloudy skies, lows around 10. Tomorrow, a little bit better, a little bit warmer with sun and clouds. We'll reach into the upper 20s. And Friday, we have a shot at above freezing temperatures, barely sunny skies and highs in the lower 30s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Hackensack is 10, New Brunswick 7, Evesham is 12. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather brought to you by MyPillow right now. Get the standard classic MyPillow for only $14.98 or the queen-size MyPillow for just $18.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Jersey to take advantage of these wholesale prices. Plus, order $75 or more, get free shipping.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.